ABC News.
I believe this is a strong study, and it provides support for the pragmatic approach that was adopted in the UK. So when you consider that the 12-month success rate for a quit attempt made without any assistance is only around 3 to 5%, to have 18% of participants in the vaping arm still abstinent from smoking at 12 months is a really excellent outcome.
So you support potentially this being rolled out in Australia?
Yeah, I think this would be a good option for smokers who are having difficulty quitting to have access to a product like this that may assist them to quit smoking sooner.
So it's notoriously hard to quit smoking. Can you talk us through the figures that this study found in the UK?
Okay, so one of the striking things to me was that the greater use of the vaping product compared to the standard nicotine replacement therapy that was offered in the control arm. So we had, for the first 4 weeks when it was supplied, the people in the vaping arm, there were 53% that continued to use the product daily for that whole four-week period, whereas there was only about 10% that used the nicotine replacement therapy product. This is striking to me because also the nicotine replacement therapy product was offered with good support. They had weekly counselling sessions. They also had the product supplied for free. They had their choice of product, and they could, you know, pick which products they wanted to. Whereas the people in the vaping arm had to actually, they got a little sample and an initial kit, but they had to go and buy the product themselves to keep using it. So you can see that people obviously found the product more useful and they were willing to keep using it and even pay for it themselves to use this product. And that better use has probably been the main factor translating through into better success rates.
So do you think that this is a strong argument towards making e-cigarettes that contain nicotine available to purchase in Australia?
Yes. So one of the issues that I think another factor that has contributed to the success in this trial is the context that it was conducted in. So this is in the UK, where the smokers in the trial could go and access the product very readily. So it's available, you know, the same sort of availability, I guess, that you see for cigarettes. So one of the problems here is that it's through, you have to have the product approved as a medicine. So smokers who were wanting to use this product, they wouldn't be able to access the product easily because there are none that have been approved as a medicine. So the fact that people could go and, you know, they didn't have to worry about running out of the product and they could access it easily was also something that I think helped them to maintain use of the product and to keep using it.
Associate Professor, talking about cost, of course, to smoke in Australia, it's very expensive. Do you think that one way of encouraging people to take up e-cigarettes would be to have a less expensive cost on them?
Yes, and I think this is one of the things that often attracts smokers to try these products is that with the lower tax or tax-free if they're purchasing it from overseas and so on, that it is a lower cost option. And, you know, we know through sort of behavioural economics theory that if you have a substitute that's at a lower cost, it will help people move to that product. So I would certainly support that there's a lower taxation applied to lower risk products like vaping.
And just lastly, broadly, where are we at in terms of the physical harm that vaping does in comparison to cigarettes?
Yeah, sure. So vaping is not risk-free, but there's very good evidence that switching from smoking to vaping will greatly reduce your exposure to harmful toxins. This was the conclusion of the consensus report produced by the National Academies of Science and Engineering and Medicine in the USA. And there have been some recent toxicological studies done. So, for example, there was a recent paper published with a very large sample of people in the US where they looked at their biomarkers that they were excreting, and it showed that the vapors had much lower levels of many of the harmful toxins than the smokers. It was, you know, sometimes like 50 times lower, or some of their levels for some substances were actually at the same level as for the non-smokers.
Thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot. ABC News.